The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today.
Betty, the greatest killer on this planet is contaminated water.
An important message for those who cherish the value of human life.
For us to be moved by that is one of the most, not only natural, but supernatural responses. So I'm not exaggerating when I say to you, you're going to determine whether someone lives or dies.
Next.
I'm James Robinson. My wife, Betty, and I welcome you to this very special program. As a matter of fact, it's so special that I'd like you to just hear what I'm about to say. Your attention will determine whether someone lives or dies. Now, I'm not exaggerating. And I pray that that wouldn't cause you to say, well, I don't want to be, I don't want to be involved in something like that. I think, yes, you do. Because I think all you have to do is stop and think. Betty and I said goodbye to our youngest child, our daughter, the mother of three beautiful children. That was the hardest thing we ever did. And if someone had said what I'm saying to you right now, that if you'll just listen, you can determine whether Betty's daughter and James's daughter lives healthy or dies, I think you would focus in. So listen to me just a moment, please. If you've ever seen some of those very moving St. Jude spots, Betty and I have, and we help them. Or you've seen other appeals for a little child. I love one little child that's getting help, and you can hear him with a lot of mechanical assistance saying, look at me, I'm walking. And of course, he's getting a lot of help, but he's so happy. And Betty, for us to be moved by that, yeah, is one of the most, not only natural, but supernatural responses that one can ever experience or express. Mm-hmm. So I'm not exaggerating when I say to you, you're going to determine, not an attempt to find a cure that will change everything, not only for individuals, but for everybody that loves them. And you're going to determine whether someone lives or dies. Betty, the greatest killer on this planet is contaminated water. Over almost right at 3.5 million people die every year from drinking contaminated water. We're going to ask you to focus in. Betty, one of the greatest stories that the greatest teacher, speaker, and person ever told was the story of the Good Samaritan. You remember the story in the Bible that Jesus talked about? And there's a man that's been beaten terribly, and he's left, literally, he's left in a ditch. And three people walk by, two of them very religious people, and they just literally walk by. The third one was a Samaritan that no one thought would have ever even looked. But he was the Good Samaritan. Well, that even inspired one of the great mission organizations that we love and support, one of our best friends, Franklin Graham, Samaritan's Purse, Billy Graham's son. This one person, remember, let's just say two-thirds of the people, individuals that saw the need, just walked on. I think it would be so heartbreaking if two-thirds of the people who see what we're about to share just walked on. That one person that got involved and took care of this man and left him in a hotel. Now listen, he went right on back to work, which is what we're supposed to do. We go on about our life's journey, but we don't simply walk by and refuse to look at the needs of others. There is a tremendous sense of fulfillment and joy when we actually notice those Jesus said are the least of these. As a matter of fact, he said, when you give water or food or clothing to those in need, you've actually done this for me, which very few people did anything to help Jesus. But he said, I didn't come to be ministered unto, I came to minister. And then he says, he's left us here to do the same thing. So Betty, if our viewers today would be like that one person who saw a need and said, I'll meet it, and do we have a perfect cure for what we're going to see as a need?
Absolutely. Just some fresh, clean water. That's all it takes.
We want to show you the very real need, and then we want to show you what your love can do. When I tell you, you're about to have the opportunity of changing everything. That is not an overstatement. It's an absolute fact. Watch.
Waterborne illness is a killer that knows no boundaries. The death of a child is the tragic result of having no choice but to drink contaminated water. Miriam lives in a shack in Central America. She had to watch her son die in her arms because the only water source she has is a contaminated river. On a windswept hill in Madagascar, small graves serve as a painful reminder to the grieving parents that had to give their children dirty water to drink. Pitch is a young mother from a small village in Cambodia. She knows the water she collects is filled with contaminants, but she has no other options. One of her children has already died, and the other is sick. Thousands of miles away in drought-stricken Angola, the rural hospitals cannot keep up with the number of children dying from waterborne diseases. Stories like these are all too common to thousands of families living in poverty around the world. They desperately need someone to share the gift of life with them. The gift of clean water.
Well, you saw glimpses of the sorrow, the potential sorrow, the pain, the suffering. You saw that fresh water at the end. You know where that came from? It came from someone like you providing a well. Most of the areas where people are dying of contaminated, disease-ridden water, there are boreholes that the people dig and they find water, meaning it's close. But it becomes immediately contaminated, even if they drill or dig. But we can drill a well in virtually every population area where the people have no access to clean water. And that's what we're going to ask you to do. Like the Good Samaritan, don't walk by the need, but say, I'm going to get involved in the need. And you may say, well, how exactly do we do that? Betty, it's hard for people to believe that we can drill a well in most areas for an average cost of $4,800, which means there are people who can do that. You and I committed to do that when the cost was only $3,600. Is that one of the greatest joys you've ever experienced?
It absolutely is. And James, every time I see a view of the children and the water's coming up out of the fountain or the spout, whatever, they're dancing around in their water. They're acting like little children should act. And the thing that just really blesses my heart is that I know that their need is being met. My heart breaks whenever I see the children there, that mothers holding their babies that are near death because the water has poisoned their little bodies. And another thing that breaks my heart is to see that mother. I know we're drawn to the children, but the heartache of that mother, and she's watching her baby die. Why? Because she gave that baby the very water that's destroying that baby's life. But what else could she do? They have to have water. Let's give that mother a choice. Let's give them some fresh, clean water. Let's see the water flow, the springs of life, literally, to these children. Please help us.
And see, that mother, she said it right, had no choice. But you and I can make the right choice. and not walk by the situation. Here's what we've been doing now for 20 years. 6,000 wells already drilled. And by the grace of God, we're going to put in every village where the mission workers and relief workers say, here's the crisis. There is water here. And the average cost is $4,800 if you can drill a well. Betty started with me when we were $3,600 a well, and now they're $4,800. We said, God, every time we hear that appeal and see that need, we want to give. And it's been one of the most joyful experiences of our life. Think about this a moment. When you make a gift that changes everything for hundreds and even thousands and, yes, even ultimately millions of people. But here's what happens when I talk to you. I have to ask the question, am I going to get through? Are you going to see that if I would simply go online, that website, or dial that number and take my bank card and use it like a check? That's really the wise way to use bank cards, is like they're checks. If you write a check, you may get to life. But if you'll just go online or call that number, take that card or fill out a check, make it to life, but call and say, we're mailing this much. And here's the thing you need to understand. The majority of the support to drill these wells comes from people who will give a $48 gift, which literally, this is not exaggerating, this is the truth, will give 10 people, 10 precious little children, water the rest of their life as they grow up. $144 will give 30 people water the rest of their life. $4,800 a well. And you know what many people do? They say, I wish I could give a well, but I could give part of it. I can give $1,200, and then you pray three people join you, or give $2,400 and say, God, raise up another person to join me. Here's what matters. That Samaritan did what he could. The others just walked on by. Now, remember what I said when we opened the program. The world's greatest killer, disease-ridden water. There's a perfect cure. It will work. Will you offer it? Will you go online or dial that number and simply do what your heart says do and what you know is best? I think you'll be excited to do it.
In Cambodia, finding water often isn't the problem. It can be seen in abundance, nourishing rice fields and livestock. But for its people, it presents a devastating choice. Share this same water with your children or go without. Mothers like Khun Mao know this burden all too well. Tragically, Khun Mao lost her son to waterborne diseases, and yet she must again return to the same source which robbed her of so much. In the midst of unimaginable grief, her only water source constantly reminds her of the decision she must make. You can change that. With your help, we can tell mothers like Khun Mao that her children no longer need to drink from sources like this, that fresh, clean water is on its way.
You know, I don't know what all that said to you, precious child. Did you see when the mother went back down in that water and all those animals standing there and they just defecated in the water? They just messed it. And the little child stood back while mom goes down to get life to bring her back death. She has no choice. But we have a choice. This is the thing I need you to see. And I can't even begin to tell you because we know what it feels like. Say goodbye to a child. And to think that we could have shown you our daughter in her battle and say there's a perfect cure, could you help us? You know, so many people respond to the GoFundMe. I just so inspired that people want to do something good. I believe you do, but here's the deal. Will you please go online or dial the number and say, this is a lifeline, and I'm responding. Betty, it's like we've made a 911 call in behalf of mothers and children, but the whole situation depends upon whether somebody will say, count on me. I'm going to be the one that notices and does something.
Absolutely. We just need to know, can we count on you? A cup of water? Can you offer a cup of clean water? That mother's offering water to her child, not because she wants to, because she knows the disease in that water. She knows that water will eventually kill her babies. But what can she do? She's asking for help. She's reaching out in desperation and heartbreak and saying, please, I don't want to lose my other babies. So please join with us. We can solve this problem. We can get the water wells dug so that they can have fresh, clean water for their babies. Please join with us.
You know, because we've tried to help the sick, whether it's here in the States or wherever we go around the world, one of the toughest things that a doctor or a nurse ever has to say to a family member is when they lost the patient and they look at the family and say, I'm sorry. It's like they feel like they failed. And every time I talk to people like we're talking to you now, I say, God, I don't want to get through asking for help and then have to say to somebody, I'm sorry. I feel like we failed. So what I'm saying to you, and I just say that I've asked God to help me, please dial the number or go online and say, I've got 10 people covered, and make that $48 gift, $144.30. If there's any way you could drill a well, I think it'll be one of the most joyful experiences. Think about it. You change everything for 1,000 people, basically for the rest of their lives. I want to know. I can say, life is on the way. Your children are going to have a future. When that well and that water's hit, it's just like a wellspring of joy and glory. It's life springing up that you gave. Go online right now or dial the number, please. Use that bank card like a check. If you write a check, make it to life. But call and let us know you're sending it, because we have to know. We can say, the well is coming to your village.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, diseased-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a new beginning for thousands of children and their families, a bright future with better health. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10, $72 will provide for 15 people, and $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the miracles of Christ, what living beyond impossible looks like. Filled with scriptures, prayers, and stories of Jesus' miraculous power, James Robison adds insight about how to walk in faith and live beyond the impossible. With your gift of $100 or more, request the morning and evening coffee mug set. Each mug features beautiful artwork and scripture from Psalm 92:2, a wonderful reminder of God's faithfulness each day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the beautiful Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
This is Dauphine. She lives in Madagascar and doesn't have access to clean water. Last year, a stay-at-home mom in Texas almost picked up the phone to help support a new water well in Dauphine's village. This is Rosa. She lives in a tiny village in Central America. Rosa and her children drink water that looks like this. A couple of months ago, a small business owner in the Midwest almost mailed in a check to drill a clean water well near Rosa's house. This is Vaughn. He's from Cambodia, and he's watched his grandchildren suffer from the effects of a waterborne illness. Last week, a Sunday school class in a large church talked about doing a fundraiser to help ease the pain in Vaughn's family. Dauphine's son almost made it to his fifth birthday. Rosa's baby almost made it through the night. Vaughn's grandchild was almost well enough to leave the clinic. We can do better than almost. Clean water changes everything.
That image that you see of that little boy with fresh water, mm-hmm. that is the cure. That's where the Good Samaritan saw the need and met it. And everything changed. And Betty, it's not just for that child, but it's for the mother.
Yes.
And the siblings, and the father, and the family. It's for everybody. When you give life and you save a life, and you change everything in a life, the greatest gift is life. That's what you're doing when you give, as Jesus said. Think about it. Jesus said, if you just give a cup of water in my name, you won't lose your reward. And Betty, we don't even need to be thinking, what might the reward be? The reward is knowing I just blessed someone. That just should bless you. I think it does. I don't know anyone who knows we did good that doesn't feel good about it. That's a reward. But you know what? God notices that. And when we notice others, it's amazing. If we get involved and we focus on the things God cares about, it really is as though God Himself focuses on what's in our heart, because we focused on that mother's heart cry, on that need. And I know God, our Father, is thrilled when we love others, because the great commandment, love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. And then even Paul said that herein is the whole word, the law, the word of God fulfilled, in it you love your neighbor. And when you give your neighbor life, you've given them the greatest gift. You've given them the perfect cure that every one of you would want to offer for diseases that tear people's lives apart and take away life or joy and peace and a future. And you have the perfect cure. Thank you for going online. By the way, if you ever call that number and it's busy, you plant your feet and be determined. I'm getting through, and I'm going to make this great gift of life. Thank you so much for doing it. You know, we share gifts with people to say thank you. It's a joy to do that. So many times we'll simply say, we want to send you a thank you. You say, why do you do that? Not to get you to give, but because we want to bless you just as you're blessing others. Remember, you're giving the greatest gift, and it is a miracle. You're giving the gift of life. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I don't think there's a person watching that's not going to do what you can from the bottom of our heart in behalf of all the mothers and those you help. Thank you.
Today, a mother living in extreme poverty will do the unthinkable. Give her children dirty, diseased-filled water that she knows could kill them. With no other choice, what's a mother to do? With your help, clean water is on the way. Mission Water for Life provides a new beginning for thousands of children and their families, a bright future with better health. With your gift today, you can help drill 400 water wells in remote villages in 15 nations. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 people. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15 people. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you the miracles of Christ, what living beyond impossible looks like. Filled with scriptures, prayers, and stories of Jesus' miraculous power, James Robison adds insight about how to walk in faith and live beyond the impossible. With your gift of $100 or more, request the morning and evening coffee mug set. Each mug features beautiful artwork and scripture from Psalm 92:2, a wonderful reminder of God's faithfulness each day. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request the beautiful Bridge of Faith framed canvas print by Thomas Kincaid. This is the last day. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
I mean, I put my hand in this water and a couple of inches in and it disappears. This water is, it's absolutely filthy. That's why there's such, I mean, this is not something that we can wait for another week, another month. This is all they have today. This is all this mom and these two girls and all these villagers and hundreds of villages around Africa are like. They need clean water. And one well, one water well, will last their whole lifetime and it will change their life. So many of these children die because of waterborne diseases. I mean, you just have to look at it. I mean, honestly, I wouldn't let my dogs drink out of this. This is horrible. But we can make a difference. Would you go to your phone right now and just do whatever you can? Can you imagine if you couldn't, if this was all you had to give to your children? I can't imagine that. So go to your phone, call that number on your screen, go online, give the best gift, just whatever you have. If you've got a lot, give a lot. If you've got a little, give what you can. But whatever you give will bring water for life for these families.
Well, Betty and I just want to say thank you so much, but I do need to remind you, this is the last day. When we take this short time frame, and then we ask God for a miracle, and I mean, we need a miracle response right now. To have drilled 6,000 water wells, that's a lot of love. That's a lot of lives changed forever. A lot of communities changed. Well, on this last day, would you do what you can? You know what some people do? They say, you know, I gave earlier in this emphasis. On the last day, I'm going to give again. A great way to end, a great way to start, and a great way to finish. But on this last day, you make the gift God puts on your heart. And in behalf of all those you help, especially the mothers and the children whose lives you save, we just want to say thank you.
Thank you.
God bless you. Thank you for blessing others.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.